Welcome to Fight by Faith, podcast for teens.
We live by faith, not by sight.
2 Corinthians 5:7. Is your host, Mommy? You're supposed to say her real name.
I forgot. Here's your host, Amy Ailes.
Hello, Flyers. It is my pleasure to welcome Susan Raymer. Susan is the author of a young adult series called Forged in Flames. I love what Susan says on her website. She says, "I write to reach young adults with the hope that faith brings, to inspire them to find their passion, and to encourage them to pursue their purpose and reach their potential." Some of the themes that come up in Susan's series are family dysfunction, bullying, addiction, mental illness, tragedy, and grief. So some real life issues there. I asked Susan to address one topic that we haven't brought up on this podcast, and that's bullying, which is actually really difficult to say. I keep on wanting to say bowling, which it's not like the bowling with a bowling ball, but bullying. But you can actually find out more information about Susan at www.susanraymer.com. Susan, welcome to Fly by Faith.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a mom of 10 and a grandma. I live in Northern Ontario, Canada. Yeah, a lot of kids. A blended family. I've written 3 books for teens and a picture book as well with my daughters. That was a lot of fun. I've enjoyed learning with and teaching youth as a youth leader for many years in BC. And I'm a former journalist and a special needs teacher.
So you're busy.
Yeah.
That's great. I love hearing more about you. And I want to know, why do you write and why did you write the series that you wrote?
Well, to begin with, I wrote it because I felt like God was asking me to do something, and he made it very clear that it was to write a story, and I've always loved writing, so I thought, well, I can do that. I can write a little story. But that became a series of 3 books. So I found that as I was writing it, that God really wanted to speak to youth about finding their purpose, that they had, each of them, been born with, that he had predestined for them to do, and only that individual person can do that thing, whatever it is. I find a lot of hopelessness in our society and amongst our youth. And I think that knowing your purpose and knowing your identity in Christ is so important.
Yeah, well said. I think that's such an important message for all of us, that we each have a purpose no matter what our age, but yes, especially we see that in teens too, that in all of the different possibilities, what is God saying that he wants each person to do? Right. What has he made them and created them uniquely with those gifts to be able to do?
Right.
I love that message. What has God been speaking to you lately? So he kind of spoke to you to write this series, but is there anything specific even this year that he's taught you or right now?
Lately, one thing is the power of kindness. So when we talk about going through hard times, we kind of tend to focus on the negative, and, you know, there are some really hard times for sure. But I think people forget that one kind word, one kind action can have such a ripple effect. And there are people in your life that may be reaching out to you in the wrong way. And sometimes that one kind gesture or one kind word can turn things around. And you'd be astonished at how that reaches people's hearts.
Wow. Yeah, it really does. And Jesus taught that too, that kindness. I think this may lead to the topic about bullying. And it's one thing that you, a theme that you brought up in your series, and one that I really wanted to focus on for this episode too, and just hear your insight of what got you to the point of wanting to address that as one of your themes in your books. And also tell us some advice, some insight that you can share about bullying, and maybe kindness is one of those tactics.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think with people being more online than ever before, especially with COVID, there's a lot of cyberbullying that goes on. There's a lot of subtle bullying that goes on. And actually, they say that a third of teens admit to being a bully online. Mm-hmm. So because it's so easy to hide behind your screen, and there are things that people say online that they would never dare to say to someone's face, even the nicest person, you know, can be tempted into retaliation or mm-hmm. Gossip or destructive kind of behavior like that. So I think that bullying is actually becoming more prevalent in all ages, mm-hmm. all ages. It's not just youth. It's yeah. every stage of life, and almost accepted in some circles that that's what's cool and that's what gets you in. But in the books, I have some characters, the books focus around a group of boys in high school, and they all experience some kind of bullying, whether it's over a difference, a learning difference, over their life situation. We have one young guy that's been brought up by a single dad and just doesn't have the finances that maybe some of his other friends do and doesn't have the clothes and things. Another one that his mother is actually addicted to prescription medication. So he has a great deal of responsibility on his shoulders. And there's some infighting even in the family. So I think that bullying has a lot of different forms, and maybe somebody would call it something else. But it's something that everybody, it touches everyone. There are strategies for people, especially young people, that just to know, first of all, that that isn't right, that you don't have to put up with it, that just because it's common doesn't mean that it should go on. And if that happens to you, stand up for yourself. First of all, there's nothing wrong with standing up for yourself, nothing wrong standing up for the truth. Jesus stood up for the truth. And even some of the leaders of his day, he had to stand up to them. So beyond standing up for yourself, if you need to get help, then you go and you talk to someone you trust. And if that person isn't the person to help you, you go to someone else and you keep knocking on those doors, because you do not need to go through this. You are too precious to God. You have a purpose God wants you to fulfill. And we have no idea what those bullies are going through, where this is coming from, but you yourself do not need to live with this.
Thank you. That's very insightful and helpful. It's okay to get help, and it's good to get help. The other day, I saw on Facebook a group, someone said, "Hey, I just moved to the area, you know, to the town, and I'm looking for a certain type of group of people to be friends with." And everybody just was ruthless with their response, just, you know, saying, "Well, you shouldn't be saying you need these kind of people," and as if she wasn't even there. And these were adults. Yet, like you said, this isn't just one specific age. This is becoming more prevalent online. It's just becoming easier to attack them verbally. And so if that's you, yeah, get that help. Maybe considering taking a break from social media. I know that as much as that can be difficult because it can be addicting to be on that, maybe that can be helpful. But regardless, I know that Jesus wants to do something in our listeners today. He would want to heal those wounds, and also just help in situations. So I want to read a verse out of Hebrews, and this is for you specifically, Susan. I like to encourage the authors who come on here to keep on doing what they're doing, and I know that it really can encourage all the listeners too. It's not just for you, it's for everybody else. But then I also want to pray to address that topic of bullying as well. So I'm going to read in a verse in Hebrews. We've been reading in chapter 11 each episode, Hebrews 11:20. "It was by faith that Isaac blessed his two sons, Jacob and Esau. He had confidence in what God was going to do in the future." My thought to encourage you, Susan, is that God purposefully brings people in our lives to bless. And for Isaac, it was Jacob and Esau, his sons. It was only those two people. However, Isaac blessed who God had given him because he had faith that it would accomplish something bigger in the future. And it did. And Jesus was the result of that blessing. And it's also interesting to me that Jacob wasn't the oldest son who traditionally would have received the blessing. So we know that God uses anyone and everyone to accomplish his purposes, which goes with what you were talking about earlier, that he has a specific purpose for every person. So let me pray for you and our listeners, and then you can follow after me. So Jesus, I thank you that you came for us, that you chose us, and that you blessed us. And I pray that Susan would be gracious toward whoever you bring in her life, the teens you bring to her to minister to, and no matter if it's 2 or 2,000, you have given her a message for a purpose. And I thank you for that. And help us all to be patient in the waiting time and the small blessings and the big blessings. And I pray to God for protection for teens who are listening. If there are any listening to this right now who are struggling with bully at school or at home, I pray for your protection. I pray that you would bring safety and specifically for exposure to the abuser so that the situation will be gone, so that it will be resolved. Thank you, God, that you care for my friend. You care for the listeners who you see where they're at right now, and you care. How deep and how wide is your love, and how deep and how wide is your care? It goes so deep. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we just pray for the youth that are listening and the youth that will listen. And we pray that you will reveal to them your love for them, your purpose in their lives, that you will cause them to see the things that you've put inside of them that make them excited, the things that make them angry even, the things that stir some passion in them, so that they get these hints that maybe that's my life purpose, that maybe that's why God put that inside of me. That's what I really care about. And make no mistake, God cares for every single one of you. I just pray that with all wisdom and with all humility that you will seek his face, that you will ask him to show you what is it? What is it that you wanted me specifically on earth to do? And he will show you. God, I just pray that you will protect these little ones, that you will protect your people from the evil one, from the evil things that are going on, from loneliness and despair, God, from confusion and chaos. We just pray that your hand will be upon them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Susan, thank you so much for joining me on Fly By Faith.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Bless you.